Hi there. The word for today is be careful who you confide in. In Proverbs 11 verse 13, Solomon writes, those who are trustworthy can keep a confidence. If you need help with a problem in your personal life, your family, or your career, keep these following four things always in mind. Number one, bad news is often remembered longer than good news. Long after you've resolved the issue and moved on with your life, the wrong people will continue to focus on it and talk about it. That's why the Bible says those who are trustworthy can keep a confidence. Here's a second thing to keep in mind. Be careful who advises you. Proverbs 12 verse 5 says the thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceitful. So be sure to reach for the right person. There are many sources of wisdom in this world, but James 3 verse 17 says, but the wisdom that is from above is pure, peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and hypocrisy. Notice how that verse begins, the wisdom that is from above or from God. So confide only in a counselor who walks according to the principles of God's word. Number three, make sure the person you trust isn't confiding in others that you wouldn't trust. They say you can tell a man by the company he keeps, and it's true. The Bible says in Psalm 1 verse 1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. And here's a fourth thing to keep in mind. Problem talk can portray you as a victim instead of an overcomer. Nobody wants to back a loser. When the patriarch Job lost everything, almost everybody in his life avoided him. It was only after God restored him and doubled his blessings that they all returned to participate in his life and even bring him gifts. So, control your mouth, your thoughts, and your focus. And remember, silence can never be misquoted. Okay? That's the word for you today.